Satisfaction warmed Ketha. When a vein throbbed in the vamp's temple before he crushed the rat to bits of bone and tissue, splattering her with blood. Apparently, she'd gotten to him. What that meant remained to be seen. He summoned one of the others, a vamp named Victor. Ketha watched with interest when the other vampire, clearly some minion, didn't race to comply, but took his sweet time making his way to where they stood. Another gorgeous man. This one had copper-colored hair that fell to his shoulders. A high forehead, square jaw, and emerald eyes made him movie star dazzling. Ketha bit down on her lower lip to force her thoughts away from his allure. Like other vampires, he was dressed in a motley collection of rags. Either they couldn't sew, or they had no idea how to create garments that resisted decay. As Victor drew near, she assessed him with magic and shielded her surprise. He didn't feel anything like the one with bloody rat remains on his hands, and the characteristic rot smell was absent. Moving with the unholy speed characteristic of his breed, Ratvamp slapped cuffs atop her manacles and snapped, "Take her to the caves," all but shoving her into Victor's arms. Victor latched a hand firmly around Ketha's elbow, focused his attention on the other vamp and asked, "What then?" Ratvamp sent a sharp look his way.
"Lock her up and return. I'll decide her fate once she tells us whatever she knows about escaping Ushuaia."
"I already explained how that would happen," Ketha made her tone pointed.
No reason to be subtle around these fuckers. They didn't deal in nuance.
"At a conference table, as an equal. So long as you hold me captive, my wolf and I will die before we help you do anything."
Ratvamp shifted his gaze her way.
"It appears we're at a stalemate. Perhaps some cell time will alter your perspective."
"Don't count on it."
She turned her magic toward Victor, wanting to know what was in his mind. The answer shocked and thrilled her. This one was different, malleable. It wasn't her imagination that he'd dragged his heels reacting to Ratvamp's command. Victor might be her ticket to freedom. He might actually let her go, if she played her cards right.
"Lead out."
She hit-butted him to spur him into action.
"This room stinks of vampires, and it's giving me a headache."
Ratvamp snarled and lunged for her, wrapping his hands around her shoulders and shaking her until her teeth rattled.
"Keep a civil tongue in your head, or I'll rethink my generosity. Never forget who runs things in Ushuaia. This is Blood's dominion, my dominion."
Ketha stood her ground.
"Funny, but I thought I and my shifters were in charge. Besides, if you were going to kill me, I'd already be dead."
Ketha could have said more, could have voiced her suspicion that he was intrigued by what she'd said, but she opted to keep her mouth shut. The sooner the weak one left with her, the sooner she'd be free. Hopefully. Ratvamp drew back his lips and extended his fangs, bloody from his earlier skirmish with the rat. But he didn't say anything further before Victor herded her from the room.
"Remain quiet," Victor said sternly, and shepherded her toward the stairwell. "Vampires have excellent hearing."
Ketha took a chance. Easy enough, since she had nothing to lose. Could he hear her telepathy? Now was as good a time as any to find out.
"I'm sure they do. And you don't want them to know what's in your mind. Lucky for you, vamp magic can't hold a candle to mine, even bound as I am by iron."
They'd started downstairs dimly illuminated by long, unwashed windows. A startled look flashed across his face, and it gave her hope.
"Son of a bitch, you heard me."
"So what if I heard you?"